Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that floats like a butterfly and stings like a scathing movie review. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Tom Jones. No, not the actual Tom Jones, but the movie called Tom Jones. I already made a Tom Jones joke last week, so that's two now, and that's probably half of the laughs that are in this movie, but I'll get to that in a moment. Stay tuned. Okay, my laughs weren't all that good, but in my defense, neither were the movies. See what I did there? Like how I redirected? This is it's a movie that tries really, really, really hard. It's a farce. Not in a good way. It is attempting to be a farce. It starts off creatively enough as a silent movie. And you've got, the cards appear on the screen and there's stuff happening. It's really not that funny, but it's kind of interesting and, it's unusual, catches your attention. And, the movie is supposed to be a comedy. That is its claim. And that's what they're clearly aiming for. But they kind of missed the mark, I think. So it takes place in the 1700s. And if your idea of comedy is a bunch of 18th century Brits falling off of horses and tripping over haystacks and making mistakes, then you'll really enjoy this. Tom Jones is, he's a bastard. And I mean that in the original sense of the term. He is discovered in the Lord of the Manor's bed, just abandoned there. Nobody really explains, eventually they explain it, but for a very long time, nobody really explains how he got there. A woman is accused of having given birth to him and is sent away, and a guy is dragged in and accused of fathering him, and he's sent away, and the Lord of the Manor decides to raise Tom as his own son, except for the fact that he tells everybody that it's not his son, and that he's illegitimate, and he has no social status because of that. So it kind of doesn't really raise him as his own son, unless he was planning on doing that to his son if he actually had one anyway, in which case maybe he did raise him as his own son. Anyway, Tom grows up and he's not really wanting for anything. He's, he parties down, and he drinks a lot, and he gets a lot of women. He's a good-looking dude, and so he carouses, essentially, and a lot of people don't like him for that. And then there's the stiff upper lip crowd, portions of the family that they're very proper and prim and very British and everything that they're supposed to be. And of course they're the bad guys who are plotting to do him in at every opportunity. Well, suffice it to say that Tom falls in love with a young lady and he can't really be with her because he's not supposed to be, because he's of the wrong social status, and she's not supposed to be with him, and she really falls for him, and we're not entirely sure why, because at every opportunity, she pretty much walks in on him with another woman, constantly. They kind of portray him as it's not really his fault, he's just kind of a sex addict. Yeah, we've heard that defense before, but anyway, he's running around, and eventually he gets thrown out of the house. He heads off to London. There are a series of escapades that culminate in a severe threat to his life. And I won't go any further into it than that. If you're that curious, watch the movie. And, of course, it has a climactic ending that, you see it coming pretty much a mile away. I expected better out of this. It stars Albert Finney and a whole bunch of other British actors who you'll recognize if you've ever watched anything on the BBC. But it doesn't, it tries real hard. it's kind of got that Howie Mandel thing going where, you know, like he tries real hard, but kind of trades energy for fun, you know, funny, you know, kind of loses the funny. And it's just all like, I'm trying real hard. That's kind of how this movie is. It's got loony music and a couple of rape scenes. So it pulls you in a lot of different directions. And I didn't really get into it. I didn't lock into this. I wondered last week, because this is pretty much the last movie that I'm reviewing, not ever, you're not that lucky, but it's the last movie that I'm reviewing that wasn't available on DVD. And I kind of wondered why that was, and now having seen it, I kind of know why that was. The only downside of it was I had to go online and rent it through one of these services where they yank it off your TiVo right after you've watched it. And I had to pay for that, where, you know, my Netflix, I could have gotten it for free. So kind of an unbonus all the way around on my part, since I had to pay for it. And then I didn't even really enjoy it all that much, but consider yourselves warned. I didn't like this movie. And, I talked to a couple of other people after I started watching it, and they weren't too impressed with it when they saw it either. So I'm not alone. So, you know, this one's a skip it. I was a little concerned that as we went along through these films that we were starting to, as we move forward in history, we were starting to run into more more buy-its and rent-its, and we were going to run out of skip-its because the overall quality level was going to be pretty high. And thanks to the British, we have achieved skip-itness again. So hats off to them, right into the 1960s. Next week on the show, we're looking at My Fair Lady. And I think I saw this with my mom when I was like 5 or something. I don't know. But I guess we'll find out if it's good. I know it's got, I think it's got Rex Harrison. Always a bonus. So I'll watch it and report back next week, as is my job. Well, I kind of, not really my job, because I don't get paid for this either. But I'll be here anyway. Hopefully you will be too. Until then, I'm Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. It is a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire, which also produces The Chico Walker Show at thechicowalkershow.com. Check that out if you get the chance. I'll see you next week, everybody. Have a good week.